Turn to the book of Colossians, chapter 1. Colossians, chapter 1. Really enjoying the study on prayer. And there's many, many scriptures we'll not even mention in these next few days. But in Colossians, there was a man whom Paul makes mention of here. And if you know who he is, that's good. And we'll look at him. If I don't speak up loud enough, just wave in the back. Okay. That's it. There's no mic. There's no amplification. That's all. But in Colossians chapter 1, we have a man named Epaphras. Verse 7. As ye also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. Chapter 4. And verse 12. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluteth you. And I believe in the Darby, I think that's emphasized. I'm not quite sure, but saluteth you. I believe in the Greek it is. Emphasis. He really sends a greeting. Always laboring fervently for you. How? In prayers. That ye may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Your brethren, I speak generally, most of us here, our believers, we go to the meeting, and we do know quite a lot about the meeting where we're in, and we're growing up. We see that there's, indeed, may we be exercised about the difficulties and the struggles some fellow believers have. And in meetings that you know, most of you are from New Jersey and Pennsylvania, New York, and you may know quite a few meetings. But what should we be exercised about? Oh, beloved, have I ever prayed that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God? Hardly not. Hardly, I confess. And indeed, he is here, a servant of Christ. A servant of Christ. What an exercise for each of us, dear believers, to pray fervently. This is an exercise, a private exercise. A personal exercise, being concerned with the dear believers that are in our local meeting. And, shall I say, with more boldness, in the local town. In the local town. There may be many, many, many who might not be at that meeting, but they're dear believers too. Oh, may we pray that they all would grow and stand perfect and complete in the will of God. Indeed, our whole scriptures are a beautiful instruction of what the will of God is. And here we have an exercise for each of us to pray, to be on our knees, and may it be for if we've been looking at prayers, basically, and this, today it was prayers, personal prayers about testimony, but of course Hannah praying concerning the whole nation. And that's what the Lord wants. He wants the exercises of the moment. He wants the anguish that we may have been experiencing, just like Hannah. For God to change Hannah, to pray. Hannah, we've said, may have prayed many times. Indeed, she probably has, but the Lord greatly cherishes the climax of that, to pray that there would be a man of God for Israel. Indeed, Samuel was a man of God. She may have been the only one who knew the condition of the people of God. And the Lord cherished that. She prayed and prayed. Oh, just this thought, Epaphras, here in a meeting, knowing the Colossians and praying earnestly for them. For indeed, if we have ministry like this, what good is it if there's no prayer backing it up? What good is the ministry at your meeting if there's no men and women praying? Oh, beloved brethren, may we see that with all the laboring of public speaking and publishing of gospel ministry and we know there's much good in that, but oh, if there's no prayer, if there's no private prayer to God about the Christians that we know, then oh, we lose a lot. There is so much. A fellow servant of Christ, and indeed, with Paul, indeed, a dear fellow servant. Oh, how we need more. We need more of this. I would just ask that we would consider in these few days here on prayer that we may be on our knees, concerned that the assembly, that there would be the believers, we know, indeed us, that we would grow and be perfect and complete in the will of God.